Hello.
Hi, is that Alexander?
Yes, us.
Hi, it's Francesca calling from INS Law. I just received
Oh,
an email.
right.
Just for data protection, would you be able to confirm your date of birth and postcode for me?
26/4/1959, ML91JL.
Perfect, thank you. So you said you can't seem to get it to download, so what's the
Oh,
problem? Sorry.
it's saying somebody's ticked no on something, and it'll not let me tick yes. It says my ID documents already. I don't know if it's submitted on the form. I don't
Oh,
know whether it.
is it about giving additional documents?
Yes.
Ah,
It's
yeah. So that's an it's an error on our end with that. So what we do
oh.
is when you sign them, we change them over and scan them back in, so you don't have to worry about that. So it's not
Well,
the
I've already seen them. I don't know whether it went through or no. I press submit.
No, they've not come through on our end.
Right, I'll try it again when I go home.
Yeah, and then regarding that, you said the identification documents. Is that the section you're on about, or was it the proof of address and
No,
identity?
well, when I spoke to the gentleman, he told me that just to said put my documents on and sign it. That was all I needed to do.
Ah, so there's
I put
two
my bank
separate.
details.
That's right. Oh, so you don't need to do any of that. So you don't need to fill any of the form out. So this application is just the initial one that we sent to redress to kind of get you accepted and in the system. And then later down the line, then one of my colleagues in the other team then will do a witness statement with you. So it's a more in-depth thing. And then that's then when we get all the bank details and anything that's missing from the form. So this one, you don't need to worry about anything that's missing or stuff like that. And then regarding that, so when you sign those contracts, then and then there's a box at the bottom that says sealed required. So if you click on that, then it'll make sure it'll take you to the pages that you need to do something on, and then submit those. And then regarding proof of address and identity, so that's a separate email. So I can send that to you again now, so you can respond to that one just with photos. Or we also have a WhatsApp. So
I tried to phone you on WhatsApp, but there were no answer.
oh yeah, sorry, no, the WhatsApp, we just got it on a phone. We just use it for the messages.
Right.
So if you need to speak to one of us, this is probably the best number for you to call.
Right. Could you just send me that on WhatsApp, because I find it easier
Yes, if you want,
on
I'll send you a message on WhatsApp and
WhatsApp.
then that's okay. I'm the same. As soon as anything's on email, I'm like, oh no.
Oh,
So what I'll do is I'll send you a message on our WhatsApp, and then
no.
you can just take photos then. So have you got a passport, a driving license, or something like
No,
that?
I've already took a photo of my driving license, my bank statement.
Oh, perfect, yeah. So then if you send those to us on WhatsApp, it's a lot easier to send photos on there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, and then I'll get them saved and added to your file then from there. So it's two
Okay.
separate ones. So did you want me to send the contracts over to you again?
Yes, put it on WhatsApp
Yeah.
if you can.
The contracts?
I've sent
Yeah, of
Paul.
course. Yeah, of course. I'll send you the link on WhatsApp, and then I'll send you, well, you can reply to that then with the ID and stuff as well.
Okay, Paul, thank
Yeah,
you very
perfect.
much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye
Cheers.
bye.
Bye.